You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The trial of a police officer charged with the murder of a 19-year-old Indigenous man, Kumanjai Walker, won't be moving from Alice Springs to Darwin. 12 sacred artefacts have been returned to Gangale Dagarawa country. And in tennis, Ash Barty finishes an amazing year by being named the World Champion of 2019 by International Tennis Federation. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Sharka Pechová. A Northern Territory court has refused an application to move the murder case against Constable Zachary Rolfe from Alice Springs to Darwin. Constable Rolfe is charged with the murder of a 19-year-old Indigenous man, Kumanjai Walker. Mr. Walker was shot last month at his home in Yendumu, 300 kilometers from Alice Springs. Defence Counsellor David Edwardson, QC, had asked for the case to be moved to Darwin to ensure a fair trial. But the Alice Springs local court has rejected his application. Magistrate John Birch says he doesn't accept the argument that safety would be a concern if proceedings remained in Alice Springs. More than a century after they were taken, 12 sacred artefacts have been returned to Gangale Dagarawa country in North Queensland. The objects were held until recently by a Manchester museum in the United Kingdom. The objects were brought home as a part of a project by the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies. The community welcomed the sacred objects with a ceremony. Morandu Yana, Gangaleda traditional owner, told NITV.
Those really sacred ones, you would have to shoot them up to get that off them, so they were taken from dead hands of our ancestors here. And it's not so much just the object, it's the spirit that came back with it, that had gone away with it. So we welcomed them home.
A Freedom of Information request by the BBC found that as of June, Manchester Museum had received 4 repatriation requests during the last 10 years. These include objects and body parts from Hawaii, Canada or New Zealand. Indigenous languages will be taught to the public at a Queensland festival. The First Languages Australia will be hosting a panel discussion and introductory language lessons at the Woodford Folk Festival. Caroline Barker from First Languages Australia explained.
For Woodford this year, for the first time, we're running language lessons in Gabi Gabi, run by Lyndon Davis, Waka Waka, run by Annalie Pope, Yagara, run by Kerry Charlton, and Jinnabar, starting with Jinnabar, run by Noel Blair and Jason Murphy. They'll just be an hour lesson. They'll be open to anyone who's attending Woodford. There'll be small classes, but open to anyone who wants to come along. This is actually the first time that lessons in these languages have been developed for the public. And so what people who attend will be able to do is talk to the language custodians who will be running the classes and speak with them to see what else is available ongoing. But at the moment, it's just the first little step in encouraging people to learn about the language in the country that they're living on.
The Woodford Folk Festival is held annually over 6 days and 6 nights from December 27th throughout to January 1st. Among the performers this year is also Archie Roach, social advocate, First Nations leader and a musician. The audience at Woodford Folk Festival will enjoy the premiere of Mr. Roach Tell Me Why concert.
For the world today, with all the killing and all the hate.
2 volunteer firefighters have been killed and 3 others injured after their truck hit a falling tree and rolled at Buxton in Sydney's southwest. The driver and front passenger died, and 3 other passengers were treated by paramedics. The accident took place near the Green Wattle Creek fire. Rob Rogers from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service says the deaths show just how dangerous the fires are.
It just highlights the conditions that people are operating in, just how dangerous it is. And particularly after the main fire front passes through, these trees just get burnt and they just can come down at any particular time. So the commissioner was out overnight with the families of the deceased firefighters. And obviously our efforts now will be on supporting the families through this awful period.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian says flags will fly at half-mast today out of respect to the two firefighters.
We can't express enough our deepest, deepest sympathy and condolences to their loved ones, obviously still in shock as to what's occurred. And these two brave young men who lost their lives represent for us the thousands and thousands of volunteers on the ground today and tomorrow and in the days coming who put their own life, their own safety on the line to protect others.
Authorities in South Australia are preparing for the worst fire conditions so far this summer, with a danger level rated at catastrophic in 6 districts. South Australia will face a combination of extremely high temperatures, rising winds, and potentially thousands of lightning strikes. And 55 fires are burning across Queensland, with Sunday forecast to be the most volatile for firefighters. There's a severe fire warning in place for the Darling Downs and the Granite Belt, the Centre Highlands and Coalfields for today and Sunday, while the rest of the state remains at high and very high danger levels. Resources Minister Matt Canavan says drilling for oil in the Great Australian Bight has the potential to open up a new petroleum basin for Australia. Norwegian energy company Equinor has the 2 of the 4 approvals it needs to start exploration at the site 400 kilometres off the South Australian coast. The Wilderness Society and Greenpeace say they'll continue to fight against the proposal, which could see drilling start in late 2020. Jamie Hansen, head of campaigns Greenpeace Australia Pacific, told NITV Radio.
Equinor have comprehensively failed to bring the Australian people along with them, and Greenpeace will continue to fight alongside traditional owners, the seafood industry, and everyday Australians who value their coastlines.
But Senator Canavan says Australia needs to find new sources of oil.
20 years ago, on the eve of September 11, we produced enough petroleum to meet our needs. Today, we only produce half that amount. And so to maintain our energy security in this country, we must find new oil and gas provinces, and here in South Australia, it's a potential to do that.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has demanded the federal government explain why almost 50 refugees and asylum seekers have been detained in a Melbourne hotel. The men were on Manus Island before coming to Australia under the so-called Medvac laws, but are facing an uncertain future after the measures were repealed last month. They're confined to the Mantra on Bell in Preston, with the floor they're on off limits to other guests and patrolled by private security guards. Mr. Albanese says the issue is another example of the government's lack of transparency.
They are accountable to the Australian people, and they need to explain what these rather strange circumstances are of people being kept in a hotel in Melbourne without any information being given. This government continues to run into issues because they won't just be upfront.
The Australian government is being urged to increase financial contributions to the global Ebola fight, as a new report documents the impact on child survivors in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The report by charity World Vision involved interviews with 139 children, 70% of whom said they felt ostracized by their friends. The country is experiencing the second worst Ebola outbreak on record, with 23 new cases recorded this week. World Vision's Brianna Piazza says it's important that countries like Australia act.
You see so many countries and international players really stepping up to the plate and dedicating a lot of funding to the Ebola response. And we always call on the Australian government to be doing the same. You know, these are people, and all it takes is one case for it to spread across the border into other parts of the region.
More than 2,200 people have died since the epidemic was declared 16 months ago. To sports now. The International Tennis Federation has named Ashleigh Barty and Rafael Nadal as world champions for 2019. The 23-year-old Ashleigh Barty, who quit tennis to play cricket in 2014 before returning to the game in 2016, has had an amazing year. She became the first Australian to win the French Open since Margaret Court in 1973, when she beat Czech Markéta Ondrušová in June. Ms. Barty also became the first Australian woman to reach the WTA World No. 1 ranking since 1976. Ashleigh Barty also lifted the season-ending WTA Finals trophy and led Australia to their first Fed Cup final since 1993. In a statement, Ashleigh Barty said she was honoured to be named this year's ITF World Champion. Let's have a look at the weather now. Broome, possible afternoon storm with tops of 37. Perth, partly cloudy, tops of 27. Adelaide will be very hot and then becoming windy with the tops of 45 degrees. Melbourne also very hot with a late cool change, tops of 44. Hobart hot and partly cloudy, tops of 33. Canberra also hot with smog haze, tops of 41. Sydney partly cloudy with the tops of 26. Brisbane sunny and 33 degrees. Townsville mostly sunny with the tops of 33. Cairns can expect a shower or two with the tops of 32. Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm, tops of 35. Alice Springs, possible shower or storm with the tops of 35. And Torres Strait Islands, there's a chance of a thunderstorm during this afternoon and evening with the tops of 30.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.